It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Thank you very much. Well, the government of Papua New Guinea has the right to take up 30% ownership of a gold project South Africans are developing on the Southeast Asian island. Tell me about that.
Yes, you know, Harmony Gold is developing the Goldpu project with its Australian partner Newcrest in Papua New Guinea, and it's a dripping roast. It's a copper gold deposit, and the copper, just the copper alone, would pay for the gold. You'd get the gold free virtually. So it's a very exciting project. But, you know, one of the issues is that the government of Papua New Guinea can take a 30% interest in it, and it's said to be fully paid. But of course, all the government interventions are always looked upon by analysts with a little bit of skepticism because, you know, can they change the rules? Can they move the goalposts? So analysts are now saying to Harmony Gold, look, don't go to Papua New Guinea. You've got a tiger by the tail here. You know, rather swing back, look inward again at your South African operations, because we want to get some return on our investment. We don't want to wait another 7 years, you know, for you to get some gold out of the ground in Papua New Guinea at what we see as high risk and high cost and massive ore bodies that should be done by bigger companies, because, you know, just the cost of the first initial stage will be about $5 billion. So, of course, Harmony are saying, but, you know, it's up to our shareholders. 10 shareholders control 65% of our shares. They can tell us that they don't want us to go that route, and they're not doing that. And, of course, one of the biggest shareholders is Patrice Motsepe, who has the biggest single stake in Harmony Gold. So it's going to be interesting to see how the company reacts to this local demand that you must start looking inward again, which is also ironic, because there was a time when analysts said, look outward, you know, to reduce your risk. Now they're saying, look inward to reduce your risk and get the best value for shareholders. So that's how things change in the industry. That's how things change in the world. And of course, mining companies have to adapt, and perhaps Harmony will have to adapt with its ambitions in Papua New Guinea, where analysts see high risk.
All right, well, the labor unrest-ravaged platinum sector, Martin, is talking about ditching its decentralized bargaining system and replacing it with centralized bargaining. This is interesting.
Yeah, this is the word along the corridors of power in the mining industry at the moment, that the decentralized bargaining approach that was uptaken by the platinum industry has not worked well. And, of course, that means that individual companies do their own wage negotiations, do their own bargaining systems, and each company goes its own way. But with the coal and gold companies, they allow the Chamber of Mines to do centralized bargaining for it, and they arrive at longer-term wage agreements, two-year wage agreements, and people stick to the – there is a track record of people sticking to these agreements for the period. Both from a union point of view, it seems to have been a better deal, and from an employer point of view. So they're saying, now let's try and put this context into the platinum sector. Let them go from decentralized bargaining to centralized bargaining, which at this point in time may not be a silver bullet, but at least it'll provide a better structure. And so that is what's happening. And again, one of the protagonists of this who came out outspokenly in favor of it was the fourth biggest platinum company, that's Northern Platinum, in which, of course, the Tokyo Sakwali family have quite a big interest. And that was CEO Glenn Lewis. And he was saying there are very definite benefits to centralized bargaining. So he wants to move to that. And he also revealed what he pays his rock drill operators. And that was interesting. He said rock drill operators get 11,000 rand a month. But if you look at the cost to company of a rock drill operator working for Northern Platinum, which is the fourth biggest, just after Lonmin, which is the third biggest, the cost to company of a rock drill operator working for Northern Platinum is 12,500 to 13,000 rand a month, depending on whether the person gets a living out allowance or a living in allowance. And those living out allowances have also come about as a result of this decentralization of bargaining within the platinum industry, and they turning up to be an issue, because people going to Rustenburg area now are complaining about, you know, the speed at which the informal settlements are developing, and this is one of the factors that have helped this is the living out allowance. And mining companies are now rethinking this and saying, look, we're going to keep our living out allowance small, but increase the living in allowance to try and encourage people to take up some of the houses. There are housing schemes. You know, some of these companies have got hundreds of houses available to miners. There's also now a conversion with the Implats. They've converted totally, you know, from the hostel system to single rooms and then to double rooms and things like that. So there is a possibility of people taking up that accommodation that seems to now be swinging back to living in seems to be the better option.
Interesting. And finally, the loss-making Buffelsfontein gold mine is facing possible closure.
Yeah, you know, with the gold price flying, you think, well, these gold mines are going to really do well. But one of them, Buffelsfontein gold mine in Northwest, is been making losses. And, you know, in the first 3 months to the March quarter, it lost 20 million rand. And now they've just reported that in the second 3 months to the June quarter, it doubled that to 41 million rand. And, you know, if things don't happen, they're going to take a decision to fix, close or dispose, not later than the second week of September. And when you think that one of our best underground brains, you know, Bernard Swanepoel, who built the Harmony Gold company, is on this to try and see, because he's part of Village, you know, which now owns Biffles, and they can't get it right. It's continuing to hemorrhage. You start to wonder about some of our aging gold mines, whether we can keep them going. And anyway, in the gold sector, there's a lot of demand from shareholders at the moment. You know, we started this by showing that the Harmony shareholders are making demands, but demands are growing all around. And particularly we noticed abroad in Canada, you know, the demands of the shareholders are so great that we've seen five CEOs heads roll of the top 20 Canadian gold producers. Even the top one, Barrick, has changed CEO. Kinross changed CEO. Centerra Gold changed CEO. And closer to home, you know, we had Ferdy Dipinaar at Great Basin Gold.
Yeah.
So the pressure's on these CEOs to say, look, the gold price is doing well, but your equities aren't doing well. So you better get your equities up to what the gold price is.
Or we show you the door.
Exactly. And so people are saying now that they've got to set out, particularly Goldfields is adopting a new private equity type approach and is saying, you know, we must set out to provide returns that beat the exchange-traded funds, because people are now finding it easier to go along. You know, don't try and measure a company, look at the promises of the companies, but rather go to a non-gold mining company and buy an exchange-traded fund. That means you're buying physical gold. So you then get the full benefit of the price. And so the equity companies like Goldfields are saying now we must set out to provide returns that beat these ETFs. That's the exchange-traded fund. So that's the new target.
Pressure out there. Lots of pressure. Thank you very much, Martin. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with us at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Thanks indeed, Martin.
Thank you, Kulani.